George, I told you that I had been watching a show or a movie. I couldn't recall, but you and I, last week at the Texas Pinball Festival, we did our show out there. We used their public restroom at the same time. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned that I had seen something really funny on a TV show. Well, I found it.
Oh, good. Because it was funny.
The show is called Poker Face. I don't know if you guys have watched this with Natasha Lyonne. It's on Peacock.
No.
I've seen two episodes, and it's okay. She's good. The first episode was really good. The second wasn't that good. But the second did give us a really funny moment. So to set this up, Natasha Lyonne is in this kind of beaten down public bathroom. She's trying to get her act together. I think she had just been stabbed or something, and she's wiping the blood off her pants. So she's standing at the sink, looking in the mirror, trying to clean herself up. This other woman comes out of one of the stalls, and she goes over to the other sink to wash her hands. So while they're both washing their hands, the other woman does something that many people think is really rude, and Natasha's reaction is to just stare at her, kind of in disbelief, and the woman's response was great.
That's what happens in here.
I laughed about that response for a week. Just stared her down and goes, "That's what happens in here."
You got a problem with it?
And that's what happens all the time in public restrooms. Yet anytime I hear someone do that in a public restroom,
it's a violation. It feels like a violation.
It's a violation, but that's what happens in here.
Right. I don't feel offended, and there's especially the seems like the older dude who pulls up to the urinal, a lot of times he will do that same thing. And I just kind of always accept it. Now, I didn't think it happened in their bathroom.
What do you mean?
Just what I said. I don't think women do that and then say, "Oh, yeah, that's what happens in here." They don't do that in front of each other nearly as much as we do.
My question:
women have the right to be as powerful as men in that
they
respect.
Do, but they don't. They don't do it.
My question for you guys is there public restroom etiquette, or does anything go? Does it all happen in there? And that's if you're going to do it.
Should it just be a safe space for anything?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it should be.
I don't know.
And sometimes you may be the poor soul who's on the devil's seesaw, and you're going to make some terrible noises sometimes, and it happens in there. You don't have to play it, Tyler.
Tell everybody what the devil's seesaw is.
That's when... If you have the women's room right next to the men's room and you're on one toilet, the plumbing's connected to the other toilet on the other side.
There's another toilet on the other side of the wall.
It shares the same plumbing, and it's the devil's seesaw. Gordo came up with that phrase.
I think it was a P1 that had emailed me and used that phrase, and I thought it was so funny because he talked about... he sat down, and then there was a girl in the women's room who sat down, and he felt the devil seesaw move.
Are you guys comfortable with pretty much letting fly doing anything in a public restroom?
Yeah.
I'm against that.
Yeah.
That. Now, like, I think because I know what you're talking about, Giorgio. It does seem to be like the older guy who will walk in there and stand at the urinal, and you're right there.
Yeah.
I mean, you're either at a urinal or you're washing your hands or something, and he knows you're in there. He knows you're about to leave in like 2 seconds if you're washing your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just lets fly with just like this horrible... Well, sounds like someone punctured a hot air balloon.
I think.
And it's going crazy in the sky.
I think as you get older, that just kind of happens, and sometimes you can't help it. In other words, he's not doing it necessarily to be funny or to gross you out.
He's lost just control of his
sphincter. Yeah, that just kind of happens with the older gentleman.
I don't know. I think that if it lasts for longer than a second, then that's intentional.
You know what's funny to me in those cases is when they do let out a 10-second, 15-second explosion.
Explosion. And
they don't say anything, do anything. They don't even giggle. It's just like they're almost oblivious to it.
I'm going to start using that line.
What?
That happens in here.
That's what happens in here.
I have been in a restroom where someone does that, and then they laugh about it or say, wow, that was bigger than I thought. Or
treat it as content. Don't treat it as a, you know, something that you just can't even acknowledge.
Yeah, that's fine.
Should there be any conversation between men who are at a urinal together?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I think it's okay there, but not if you're in the cage of doom. I don't think you should. I don't think you should have
a closet of Satan.
The closet of Satan.
Satan's closet.
Keep all your thoughts to yourself. Yeah. But I think you feel uncomfortable if you don't say something. Like, hey, what's up? How you doing? Hey,
not to a stranger.
How about them Cowboys?
You don't walk up to a urinal in a public restroom and say, hey, what's up to a stranger.
That's true.
But if you're in there with your buddies, you will always commonly talk.
Yeah. Right. Like we've talked before, Giorgio, we're laughing about some character or doing a character voice, having fun.
Yeah.
But I've also had it happen in this bathroom up here where I'll go to the urinal and there'll be like a sales guy who is washing his hands and then starts talking to me about some deal while I'm approaching the urinal.
That's okay.
We're conducting business here while I'm trying to burn a hole through the urinal cake.
Multitask. Bingo.
I've never said that.
Oh, gosh.
Speaking of urinal etiquette, pretty much anything I think is okay in a public restroom, but those people who spit their gum or their dip and leave it in the urinal, that's awful.
Yes.
Yeah.
That should not be
allowed. That's Giorgio.
No, I don't dip and I don't spit gum in there.
And we all know the old rule about obeying urinal etiquette. If you walk into a public restroom and let's say there are five urinals and there's one person at one of them, you leave as much space between you and that person as possible. Mm-hmm. You never go at to least, the one next to that guy.
You try to go every other.
Yeah. Is there stall etiquette? Should you try to also take as much space as possible between stalls? Should you...
Yes. You don't want to be in foot view of anyone.
Because that's even more awkward if you're next to someone in a stall.
Well, a lot of times you're limited. There's only two stalls.
Yeah, but he's talking about if you had an option.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you have the option, then yes.
It's way more awkward next to someone in a stall because you're both sinning. And and you both know that the other person has their pants pretty much all the way down. Whereas at the urinal, you're pretty much fully clothed. But you can see each other's feet. It's just really... But the person is anonymous outside of their shoes.
Yeah.
You just don't know what's going on over there.
No, you don't.
But how long are they anonymous when they all of a sudden take a phone call when they're in there?
Okay, now that is something...
When you're staring at his dockers pooled up on the ground.
Bingo.
What?
Standing or sitting, you should not take a phone call. At the urinal or in the devil's closet. You should not do that.
I agree. Public. Now, private bathroom at your home.
I think even private.
Whoa.
I don't think you take
phone calls when you're in your private bathroom?
I've done it.
Oh, no.
If I'm expecting a call, it's usually not a friendly call, but it's usually like a business call that I've been expecting.
But don't they say, why are you so echoey?
Yeah. Where are you, sir?
I'm at the basketball gym.
Which one?
Basketball gym.
I'm practicing my free throws at the basketball gym.
I'm practicing my basketball free throws.
I don't hear a basketball.
That's because I'm talking to you.
That's why I always carry like a little MP3 player with basketball dribbling sound effects.
You're in the bathroom? No, I'm at the gym.
Hold on a second. I'll press play. You'll hear I'm at the gym.
We all know that Corby will doo-doo anywhere. He even doo-dooed at the Masters.
Yeah, Jake's kind of an offender, too. Yes.
I will not do that. It has to be an emergency situation for me to go number two at a public restroom.
Yes, I would say there are some exceptions, but yeah.
What are your exceptions?
Well, I mean, like some guys are like freaked out about up here at work. I mean, if you got to, you got to. Now, I will hold it until it's uncomfortable if your choice is if your choice is the gas station or something. Those have turned into barns, and
and you know my tip.
Donnie won't up here.
No.
He goes and rents a room at the W across the street.
Because he has to strip.
You know my famous tip which I gave on this show 25 years ago, and it's been stolen many times over. But that is, on road trips, if I have to go, it's one of those emergency situations, and I have to go in number two. I've entered into that area of discomfort that George was talking about.
The Dunham area of discomfort.
Don't put my name on it. Everybody
it's
has
It's called
this.
Entering the Dunham zone.
No, it's not. Everyone has those moments. We're human.
I will look for the nicest hotel I can find. And the better the hotel, the better the restroom's going to be. But even in your mid-range hotels, they keep their restrooms pretty nice. So I will never go to a gas station. I'll always go to the nicest hotel possible. If you can find a Ritz-Carlton, great. Because they never ask questions when you walk into the lobby. And I have it down where I kind of look around like I'm supposed to be meeting somebody there.
Yeah, and looking at a fake watch.
A bunch of fake theater goes on for a little bit.
Yeah, and then you go into their restrooms, and they are pristine and beautiful, and they smell great, and the toilet paper is soft.
Oh, yes.
Toilet paper is folded back on the corners.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely don't go too high-end, though, because then you will get the question of, may I help you?
Are you staying here, sir?
No, I'm thinking about it.
What kind of rate you guys got?
No, I'm actually meeting one of your guests here in the lobby.
Oh, really? Which guest?
Yeah, which guest? We'll
Mr. Smith.
Okay. Could you give me your first name?
We have several.
Yes, it's that one that you're looking at right now.
Several Smith?
Which one?
He told me not to give his name out publicly.
I prefer not to say.
Oh, we're going to have to ask you to leave, sir. But I can't. I'm in the Dunham zone.
Stop calling it that. It's not that.
George Dunham.
Everyone, I don't have the problem. I'm just saying. Everyone at some point has, we've all had emergencies.
Yes.
Where you go to a restroom that you don't want to go to.
And then you've ever gone into a really destroyed restroom
where the
water level's way too high and way too full of flotsam and jetsam.
Yeah. And you know that
it clearly can't get anything down.
Can't take one more flush.
Yeah, it can't swallow down one more piece of hell.
I think that public restrooms today are a lot cleaner than they used to be. I think businesses put more effort into cleaning them up. I remember some of the old restrooms. They were like you were describing, Gordo. And they just had this vibe about... Do you remember the old actual cloth towel dispenser?
Yeah.
It was just recycle, right?
Yeah. Seems unsanitary.
Seems incredibly unsanitary.
You know, the blowers are really unsanitary. The more research about those, it just finds out that they just do nothing but...
Blow hell?
Yeah. It's you got satanic tornadoes happening with the particles in the air.
There is fecal matter everywhere in a public restroom.
Oh.
Which I think is why it's a good idea to try to get in and out without touching anything.
And breathe through your nose.
Yes, for the filter.
Mm-hmm.
For the nostril hair filter?
Yes.
Huh. Like those airport bathrooms are great now because there are no doors, so you don't have to touch the door. You go in, you do your business, you go over to the sink. It's got the sensor that automatically turns on the water, and then the sensor that gives you the paper towel. You can get in and out without touching fecal matter.
You know, I think that men don't hover. Like, women will do the hover in a public restroom, but I don't know that guys do that.
What's the hover?
Hover around the sink and talk?
No. I'm talking about hovering over the toilet rather than sitting on it.
Oh.
Women will do a thing where they don't make contact.
Huh.
I think I've hovered before.
You have?
If you've gone to one of those emergency bathrooms.
When you've opened the bomb doors.
I think I've done that before.
I think I've only hovered in porta potties.
Boy, that's the last resort.
That's a different kind of hell that nobody should have to experience, but a lot of times you need it.
Have you almost passed out in one of those things before?
Yeah, in the summertime.
And can you imagine how bad that would be if you're passed out in one of those things?
So gross. I do like the fact that porta potties now at least have the urinal option in there.
Mm-hmm.
That fake urinal that's built in.
Yeah.
That drains into the other one, because there's nothing worse than standing there and looking down into that Russian war zone.
It's awful.
It's horrible.
You see the diet of the five previous people in front of you?
All the leavings.
Oh, gosh. Farm animal.
Yeah. Soaking in the Disney World ride water.
Even some of those porta potties have leveled up now.
Yeah.
Those really nice trailers, like that one that Corby polluted at the Masters was a really nice trailer.
The one at training camp?
Yeah, that's a nice trailer.
Yeah, that's what you ought to get for your road trips, Georgia, where you avoid just having any emergency. You just pull one of those. Really nice.
What is that back there, camper? No. No. Porta potty.
No, yeah, it's porta potty.
Next level porta potty.
Yeah, you don't have
that's
to worry
name
about
my band.
Don't have to worry about finding a hotel or anything. That's great.
No. The coffee shop's another one that I suggest if you're looking for the clean bathroom.
Yeah, that's a good tip too.
Your average coffee shop.
Like the Starbucks.
That or any of them. They seem to take a little pride in nice restrooms.
Boy, that's what we ought to do. We ought to open up a line of coffee shops called Starbucks. And the logo is very similar, but instead of that mermaid, it's Roger.
Roger.
Hey, it's Roger Mermaid. It's his head on a mermaid body.
What if we just open a business and it's just public restrooms?
Yes.
And our deal is they're the cleanest, nicest, full-service public
restrooms. Cleanest restrooms, and we'll open them in real nice shopping centers and everything. And
how much
people will wonder
it?
How we make money. We don't charge anything. The restrooms are free for our customers. So, and the way we'll make money is just volume.
Yes, okay. Yeah. Volume. Yeah. Right. That's how we do it. We can also make change for you. All right, a little public restroom talk. Just remember the next time somebody passes gas in front of you in a public restroom, that's what happens in there.
Yep.
8:33 on the ticket. Coming up next, I think we're going to talk about our public restrooms up here. We're going to visit with our maintenance man, Clarence. First,